Wrapping up Micha Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'gam Ani Hecheleisi Hakosecha. So therefore, because all of your wealthy and even the poor of Yerushalayim and Shomron are full of falsehood and lying and cheating and stealing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I too am going to smite you. Hashemeim al chatosecha. With sore wounds, I'm going to make you desolate, shameim, because of your sins. Others read this as, I have hurt you by smiting you. So the wealthy men are yelled at, just as you hurt the poor and defenseless with your lying, so I'm going to smite you with severe blows, mida k'neged mida. So you're going to get it, basically, is what this pasuk is saying. So you're going to be wounded. Strong, ill, incurable wounds, Zuk Rashi. You're going to get it. And here it comes. Echa-like in its consistency. Yadal atoso chal velosis ba. You're going to eat, but you're not going to be satiated. You're not going to be full. V'yeshchacha b'kir becha. And it will bend you over in your innards. The food that you eat, you're going to be cursed in your intestines, and you're going to be bent over because of your incredible stomach aches. I have a relative who has Crohn's, and she said, what Ashkenazic Jew do you know that doesn't have Crohn's? So I don't know. Is this part of the Gullus that we're going to be bent over and we're going to have intestinal problems until we get it right? This is not to say, God forbid, that anybody, my daughter has Crohn's. This is not to say that anybody is a sinner if they have Crohn's. I'm saying this is part of the kind of thing that really takes over your life, just the basics of eating and digesting and being able to be comfortable. It's very hard, an intestinal problem. What's the name of the one in the Gemara? Asmachta, I don't remember the name of it, but there's an intestinal ailment that the Gemara says, whoa, that's the worst, because you can never be comfortable and you can never get through. So I can testify that intestinal problems are debilitating. I had a kidney stone once. I don't even want to talk about that. That's what's going to happen. And if this is what's going to happen to the rich, all the money in the world isn't going to save them from this kind of situation. You're going to overtake, but you're not going to be able to rescue. The palit, vayavo ha-palit. So you're going to overtake, you're going to run after people, but you're not going to be able to rescue anything from them. Maybe you're going to run after the people who steal from you. You're going to run after the people who take all your stuff. So here's Radak. Radak says, you'll conceive, but you will not deliver. Your wife will reach pregnancy, but the fetus won't be born at term, taflit, to be released properly. It'll die in its mother's womb. Stillbirths, miscarriages. But Rashi says more directly that you're going to run after those who captured your children, but you're not going to be able to rescue them. And those who will be rescued will only be killed. And I think about what's happened with Hamas and the tunnels over the last 2 years since Simchas Torah 2023. How many of the captives were murdered down there, and we were running after and invading Gaza, and it was fruitless. We couldn't get them. Below Saflit. Scary when the words of the Navi resonate so much with our current events. Vasher tefalit lacherevetin. And those whom you rescue, I will deliver to the sword. So there were some rescues and people who died. There was at least one person who was killed, Nebuch, with friendly fire during the attacks. That's this. Tesvav atosiz rav alosik tsar. We're really in Echa land now. You're going to plant, but you're not going to reap. So maybe non-Jews are going to reap. As it says in Echa, they're going to get the fruits of your labor. Koheles says, what good is it if you plant, but you're not there to see the flowering of the crop? Atos sidroch zayis veloso sok shemen. You'll tread the olives, but you're not going to anoint yourselves with the oil. You're not going to benefit from the outcome, from the output. V'sirosh v'lo sishtei yayin. You are going to occupy yourself with planting the vineyards, but you're never going to drink the wine. So you've got a lot of problems coming to you, and they're full of frustration. Finally, Tezayin v'yishtamer chukos Umri. The statutes of Umri will be observed. V'chol ma'aseh veis Achav, and all of the deeds of the house of Achav. This is not a good thing. So all of the statutes of Omri, who added evil to what was already practiced by Yeravam ben Nevat, Omri added new Avodah Zarah from Tsar. He brought in the Baal into Klal Yisrael, and Beis Achav added evils to those already practiced by Omri, and then the Malchei Yehuda, who married into the idolatrous house of Achav, they also adopted all of those practices. So you're going to keep backsliding in the wrong direction. Vatelchu b'moatzo sam. You're going to walk in their etza, in their councils. You're going to follow the ways of the most evil kings that we ever had. The golden calves, the worship of Baal. Omri doesn't get the bad press that Achav got. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yochanan says, because he built one city in Eretz Yisrael, Shomron. So building a city in Eretz Yisrael itself can get you out of the bad books forever. But Achav has no such excuse. Laman titios chal l'shama. In order that I am going to make you into something astonishing, you'll be an astonishment to the world. Everybody will be astonished at the destruction that befalls Shomron, that befalls Yerushalayim, that befalls its inhabitants. V'yoshveha l'shreika. And its inhabitants will hiss or whistle as they go by. Can you imagine? And that's mentioned specifically in Eicha as well. Mecherpas ami tisa'u. And the disgrace of my people you shall bear. And so there's a reason we don't lane this into Haftorah. Because that's kind of a sour ending. You transgress the commandment of false weights and measures. You just cheated a little bit. My pet peeve, by painting over your license plate. No, hopefully not. By cheating on getting the new air conditioners through the government rebate program that you never intended to observe. Chas v'shalom, I hope not. But we have to watch out with our weights and measures nowadays too. When we get a little hinky, just to save a little bit of money, but then we bring rivavos alfei elim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, but look how great we are. Be careful. Because these terrible punishments of Eicha are coming not because of fake arrival with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're coming because we are cheats and because we are thieving on some level. Next perek, perek Zion, the last perek in Sefer Micha. So we're doing great, working our way through Trei Asar.